That's exactly right.
That's a beautiful Gemara to remember. Mayis Oinen.
Always complaining about something, huh?
That's exactly right.
But it's a Masechta Biyadeinu. The Jews complain.
They have to complain. Mayis Oinen Odom Choy. The fact you're alive is enough. Nothing to complain about. And tomorrow's Mishnah is the most Chassidish Mishnah you'll see. Beautiful. But we have to wait until tomorrow. We're up to now to pay Aleph Amud Aleph. And the last thing, we're still learning about the dinim of Yichud, and we said that that in the city we have these rules, that you know, but out in the country, then you need three people, because in case one of them have to go and urinate and so on. Says the Gemara here now. Oh, and then we had the we're in Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're up to Amarav, about 12 lines from the top.
I know the art scroll backwards.
The last thing that we learned yesterday was that Rav was walking with Rav Yehuda behind a woman. And Rav said to Rav Yehuda, "Let's hurry up and go in front of the woman, because we shouldn't have shouldn't have thoughts." So he said to him, Rav Yehuda said to him, "So what? But we're two men and we're kshedim." So Rav said, "No, we're not kshedim. Kshedim are like chanin of a puppy. These great guys, not us." Big machlek is Rishonim now between the Rambam and Tais and Halacha Lamaisa in Shulchan Aruch. According to the Rambam, that's the Halacha. So there are no Kshedim today. Therefore, even one woman and two men is considered Yichud and is forbidden. According to Rashi and others, no. That Rav is only being Noyig Midr Chassid, being Machmer. But technically, anybody who's kosher, who's assumed to be kosher, and others say even everyone is Chazik Kasher, unless you know otherwise, you can have one woman and two men. Second one right here. Omar Rav says, Rav, Malkin al Hayichud. Rav says, you give Malkus if you see someone being Miyachid, you give Malkus the Rabbonin. Malkus Mardis, we're at 13 lines on the top. If a woman and a man are alone, they ain't Oisin al Hayichud. However, if a woman is married, a married woman, and she is Miyachid, we're not going to give her Malkus, nor we're going to, otherwise, we're going to say that she's Usher to her husband, and we don't do that. So Rav says we don't ask a married woman because then it looks like she's also the husband as well, so we don't do that. When do we say that we give Malkus only if a Pnuya was alone with a man? We don't give Malkus. If you give Malkus, people rather we assume the worst. And then the children will be stained. They'll say, oh, these children might be Mamzadim and so on, and we don't want to do that. And people will say that because today we don't have Mrs. Bezen, that's why we didn't kill her. Otherwise, we would have killed her. That's what they say. Yeah, others disagree with Rashi altogether. Whatever. Let's continue weiter. Mazuter Malki, Mach Mazuka used to give Malki to a married woman, but he used to say the reason why he gave Malki is purely because she was Miyachid. Not because anything else happened, untoward happened. I'm the Nachman for Prahetya Ravashi. I'm Nachman for Prahetya. Said to Ravashi, "Man, Nami Luki V'Lichud. Why don't you do the same thing?" I'm the Yikud Shambahal. The Shambahal. That people who hear the first part, people when they spread the story, the telephone breaks. They'll tell people, "Oh, you know, this married woman got Malkus." They won't bother telling them that there was an announcement made that this is merely for Yichud, and then the word gets out there, and then it'll ruin the whole family. Omar Rav says, Rav, talking about Malkus, Malkin, remember we had more all in the beginning Kedushin, but they're obviously giving Malkus on a number of events. Here's another one. There were six over there. Rav over here, Malkin, Aloy Toiva Hashmua. If rumors abound about a certain person, he must have generated those rumors. He must have done something, even though it might have not been as bad as they say, but he must have done something. If he's over, Rashi seems to be learning from any Avedis, not just talking about Avedis of Erva. So you give him Malkus, the fact that you allow bad, you're behaving in a way that invites people to gossip about you. Well, Yisim Niki, Mashem Umi Yisrael. It's your duty and it's your responsibility to make sure that people don't suspect you. Shinema, it says by Eliyahu Kohen, and he said, Al Bni, no my son, Kilei Teva Shmua. So in other words, Al is in the word no, that no my son, that for this alone, Latei Shmua, that's why you can be punished. Marzutra, what he did was more than that. Moisla, he would place Afsid al Kaspe, he would put a piece of hide on their shoulder. Umakile, and he would read also the Pasik Abani, an argument in Machrainim whether he also gave Malkus, but he used to say that Pasik. Omar Rabba, now go back to the laws of Yichud, Rabba said, Baila Be'id, if her husband happens to be in town, Ein Choshishin La Mishim Yichud. When I worried about yichud, and here's a big machlek, is Rashi and Tesis, and in Halacha. Rashi learns we won't give her malchus, but it sounds like that even though that the wife is in town, he still did an aveda for being miyachid. Tesis learns no. That means it's totally mutter. If the husband is in town or the wife is in town, there's totally mutter because they're scared that the wife will jump in any time, whatever it is, so therefore nothing's going to happen. A man or a woman? Yeah, because he could always come home. Om Rabbi Yosef, Pesach Pesuch Shrabim, if the door is open to Shrabim, Ein Chayshim Yichud, Bima Chayk is a Shainim here, Nachrenim. What does it mean Pesach Pesuch? Does it mean physically the door had to be open? Or the fact that the door is unlocked, even though the door is closed, that's enough? So you're not Chayshim anymore because of Yichud. Rabbi Bibi, to show you how far the Gemara is going to give you an example of how far we take Yichud, even people that you would never ever distrust. Nevertheless, but then you learn the whole Gemara, you come to think that maybe it's not necessarily so, as we'll see in a minute. Rabbi Bibi once came to visit the house of Rabbi Yosef, and they all ate bread upstairs, Rabbi Yosef and his wife, and Rabbi Bibi upstairs on the second floor. They used to go to the roofs and all that. Boss of the Karachifta, after they had their lunch, Amaluhu, he told his Talmidim, Shekulu Daga Metuse Bibi, I'm going to go down with my wife, and he was upstairs. Take away the ladder from there, because he should have come down with my wife, because I'm leaving. Take away the ladder, he should be stuck upstairs. Didn't Rabbi say, Baila Be'ir and Chayshim Yichud? So we answer, Shaini Rabbi Bibi Dishush Benisa Hava VeGaisabei. That even though we have, we say these laws, that if a husband is in town, you're not. But if you're very friendly with that woman, even if the husband is in town, you might make some advances which are not proper. Now Rabbi Yosef was blind. And even so, Rabbi Yosef had no issue when he was there. It's only when he's going to leave. So that means even a blind person can tell if his wife is misbehaving or not. How far do we take that? That if the person is friendly, here we say good friend. Good friend. Rav Kahana said, "Anoshim mibechut. If men are on the outside." You have a room inside a room. Men are in the outside room, so when they walk out, there's only one way to walk out to the street. And noshim are befinim for them to walk out. They got to walk through the men. Ain't choishim shem yichud. Why? Because men are never going to the room, and women, there's more than two men there. So therefore, there's no chash of yichud. But noshim befinim and noshim bechutz. If men are on the inside and women are the outside, choishim yichud. Because maybe one man will go out, and there'll be a couple of women, only a couple of women there, and there'll be yichud.
And the men have to go through the ladies' section to get to the door. It's better that the ladies should go through.
The men's section is. Wait one second. What do we do? Men shouldn't be inside or outside. Side by side. Now, the next Gemara is, I think, quite amazing, even though nobody talks about it at all. In fact, if you learn any Acher, that talks about a mechitza. How do you know you have to have a mechitza shul? Anyone. They'll always bring you the same source from Gemara Sukkah Daf Nun Beis over there about by the Sukkah Beis Sheva. And no one brings this Gemara. And there's big machlekes and acharonim there. What's the purpose of a mechitza? The purpose of a mechitza, they shouldn't see each other or they shouldn't mingle? Is it just to separate them or is it that you shouldn't see each other? It's depending. And the result of that is a consequence how high the mechitza should be. Right? No one brings the next Gemara here, which seems to me the only marker for mechitza. But look at the Vayitzah. Gemara is like this. Abaye, we'll do Rashi with this because Rashi is important. Abaye, whenever there was a chance meeting between men and women, what he did was he made a mechitza. Dayir gulfi, he put pots in between them, a row of pots between them, so that when you would walk by, you would have to make noise. You have to cross over the pots and make noise. Rava Dayakon, he would put reeds in between. Again, you walk through, you'll have to make noise. Push them around, make noise. Omar Ovin says, Sakva de Shasadigla, the worst time of the year is during Yom Tov. Now the Rambam says that we fast Bahab because Yom Tov, when people are besimcha, they're drinking wine, and boys and girls think that Rambam writes that things can happen untoward. Let's learn Rashi here. Rashi, parallel to the Gemara, Gulfi. What's Gulfi? Mokim, Kvutzas, Anoshim, and Noshim, whenever men and women got together. When did that happen? Oilu Drosha, they both came to learn together. So it's clear that women used to come to all the Droshas. Oilu Chuppah, which no one does today. Rashi says, when do we need a mechitza? They made all these barrels of cheder, clay cheder barrels between them. So if one group goes to the other, they'll bang the barrel, you can coil. So you see, Rashi, a lot of things there. First of all, you need a mechitza by a chuppah, which no one does.
The ladies
all came to the shirim. And what's the purpose of mechitza? Mingle. That's why you have noise. It doesn't say build a wall, you shouldn't see each other. It says in mingling. Next, Rashi, Daya, what did Rava do? Rava did Dori Dori. He made rows and rows of these kanim, of these reeds, shudas, shudas. Daya konim, misade kanim. Why? Sha'ovet aleyen koel nishma. So you walked over it. Again, how tall were these kanim? Because kanim can be very tall. Rashi says that you walked over it. So they weren't tall. The idea was, again, shouldn't mingle. Have a division. Comes along next with Rashi. Sakva de Shasa Digla. You know why the worst time of the year is Yom Tov? Not like the Rambam, because people got drunk. Riyuwa she Yemais HaShana, the worst time of the year, Li Yichud. Ula Aveda is Yemais HaRegel Yom Tov. You know why? She has Kvutzes Anoshim Anoshim Lishmai Drosh. Everybody come to Shiurim. All men and all women come to Shiurim. V'noisim them Zen. In Shiurim, people start talking, engaging, debates. That's what the problem is. Suddenly men and women are talking to each other. And therefore, they suddenly become friendly. They still have that as well. They're close together. Right. No, the plants are very, they get very tall. Pines, whatever it is. Oh, little plants.
They make that a white barrier.
What I always wondered is why.
In certain kilos, they don't bother with.
What I always wondered is why in halacha no one brings the sugya, because this is really the only sugya that talks about a mechitza. Imara sugya talks about sichah beishev when people were dancing and festive and drinking and everything else, and you make a leap.
Going in shul.
This is talking about, this is the real thing. They're talking about a leap because over there you need mechitza in a shul. This is the real thing. Drashas,
they're talking about the best chuppah. And this is practical.
Now Rashi does not say davening. So, because they wanted two things, that women hardly came.
Well, they didn't come to shul.
Yeah, which is hard to imagine. We just learned Gemara say the Chabez over there, that this Almana, Rabbi Yechina said, why are you walking to the last shul, the 13 shuls in the town, why are you going to the last one? Why don't you go to the first one? She said, what's wrong if I get Schar Licha? Clear, women went to shul. Or, like in those days, maybe they had a balcony. It could be. But Rashi would, how does Rashi know that you didn't go to shul in Bobo? No, but Rashi could have said, he's giving examples, either the drosha or chuppah, because they were davening.
No, but then for davening, maybe you need something more than these things that are just annoying.
But we don't know that. How do you know that? Or where do you learn it from? This is the only thing we have. And this is more. This is worse than davening, because they're talking to each other. By a shir, they talk. And that's why there's a social interaction, so you need to divide. Anyway, don't know.
See, back to the one. The problem is it could lead to dancing.
Sorry, no. Some were upstairs, some were downstairs. It's impossible. They were not in the same room.
Because it led to dancing. Therefore, they made it upstairs.
Okay, I'm saying. So, and therefore, they make a leap to davening rather than from here, which is something much more closer. And this leads to my next question, which I never understood. Why in Shulchan Aruch, nowhere does it say you need a mechitza in a shul. In Shulchan Aruch it says where to build the Arun, where to build the Bima. Every single piece of furniture of a shul is discussed. The only piece of furniture which is not discussed, which is the most important, besides the Arun, is a mechitza. Not mentioned at all. And then, so I used to... Sukkah from the base. Everything is Sukkah from the base. Everything is Sukkah from the base. No, Shulchan Aruch talks about it. No. The Alter Rebbe, when he talks about building a mechitza in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Oyel, he only gives one example, a shir. Like Rashi here. Comes from, no, I just asked the same question. Thank you. So I asked this many rabbonim, because it always bothered me, among other things. And they all tell me, oh, women didn't go to shul. So I showed them that in Shulchan Aruch, in Sim Pei Aleph, it talks about women when they go to shul. They'll look at the Sefer Torah or not.
Yeah, because of the kibbul lehim.
No, because they need it. Yeah. And in Hichas, in El, right before the Hashanah, it talks again about women going to shul. That over there, neither could go because whatever. Two sifim in Shulchan Aruch talks about women, what they do in shul. Yeah. And you tell me when they go to shul, and then what's going on here? Why?
at least Yom Tov they went, at the very least. Because there it talks about how...
But it pay out for every Shabbos. Yeah, they don't go, exactly, exactly. So therefore, I don't know the answer to that, but let's go back to it. Right to the Gemara... Now the Gemara. So right now the Gemara is saying the Kshayim. Now the Gemara is going to tell us that even that Amoraim were not such Tanoim, the biggest Tanoim, also have a Yetzihara, and furthermore, their Yetzihara, as we look at Gemara Sukkah, is greater than our Yetzihara. So therefore, in fact, I was thinking what, the Gemara says Dafka Kshayim, maybe Dafka Prutzin, because Kshayim are the worst ones. They have the biggest Yetziharas. Prutzin have no Yetzihara. They're easy. It's a chayim, but look what the Gemara tells you. Ahush v'asa, there was this captive. So they decided that these girls should be placed in the house in the care of Rab Amram Chassidah. He was not some person; he was a chassid, and he placed him in his house so that he'll take care of them till they get the ransomed or whatever it is. Ashkula daga kamai. He was very frum, so he put them upstairs. He took away the steps so that they can go up and down, so that people shouldn't be enticed by them. But how did they go chol? One day while he was walking downstairs, chadim anayu, when one of them was walking upstairs in front of the skylight. Suddenly the sun, whatever it is, shone down. He looked up and he saw this most beautiful girl up there. He got so, his yetzhara became so intense. Shaklet of Amram Ladagi, he took a ladder, Dulahavi Yochlin Beasoda, the medallia. 10 people couldn't carry Dalya Lechuda. He took it on his own. Solig Vazi went up. Kimata Lapalga Darga, when he came halfway the ladder, Ifshik, suddenly he was able to control himself and he stopped his foot from going to the next step. But he knew he couldn't control himself, so he screamed, Noida be Amram, there's a fire in Amram's house. And all the neighbors heard, they all came running with water. And the idea was, they'll come in, he will be embarrassed to go upstairs. Asar Abonio came and they realized what happened. Omer Ulay, Kisiftin, you just embarrassed us. You, Rab Amram, Chassidah, have a temptation. What hope do we have? Amalur Rab Amram said, "Mutiv tichse be Amram ba alma hoden. I'd rather be embarrassed in this world, but like tichse in el alma dasin, I shouldn't be embarrassed in el alma haba when I come into an aveda." Isn't that unbelievable? Self-discipline.
These guys would be in control themselves,
though. Not these guys. He was the only one. I just want to say, he's the only one.
Reminds me, many, many years ago in Rosati, there was a lot of people going to or whatever. One man went upstairs to sit with the women, just as a joke. And so somebody went up to Rabbi Bano and said, Rabbi Bano, he's sitting up there with the women. Rabbi Bano said, he's bottom of the system.
Very good. The Asi, then Ashbe, he swore, the Yinpik Minei, he swore that the Yetzirah should leave his body. Nafik Minei, the Yetzirah left ki amud de noida, like a zayel of fire, like a pillar of fire. Amale, he turned to the Yetzer and said, Chazisi, at noida, you're fire because you're passionate. What fire? Fire is passion. And warm, I'm not bisamashtik flesh, I'm not adifim enough, but I'm better than you.
So he
wasn't bragging, he was trying to show the Talmidim, he put his order, he's trying to tell the Talmidim, that it says Masho, that we can do it. However, the next few stories are not so great. Rab Meir, we're now talking about the biggest Tanoim. In a way, the Gemara is trying to show how human the Tanoim are, so we shouldn't think that's not shy for us to become like Rameir al-Kiva. They were human and they worked on themselves. But look at this Gemara here. Rameir, having been slighted by Aveda, Rameir did not appreciate people who committed Aveda, and he was very judgmental. Okay, this is a very important Gemara for everybody. He was very judgmental. Ah, they don't try hard enough. Yemichad, one day, the Sutton appeared to him like a beautiful woman. On one side of the river, there was no boat to cross the river. He took a rope, a tight rope. He started to walk a tight rope from one side of the ocean, the river to the other, to get to that woman. When he came halfway, he didn't control himself. Shavka, the Yetzirah left his body. No, Yetzirah left his body. You know, he suddenly lost his interest. Not because he did anything. Yetzirah did him a favor. Omar, his heart said to him, "I love the komachas of the kiyah. He's order, but I may with terasi. If I wouldn't have been told in Shemayim, leave Rab Meir his trade alone, because you don't tempt him. Shavisi ledomach tati moy. I would have brought your value down to 2 little coins, to nothing, because people say Rab Meir, a meidel. You know what he just did yesterday?
2 cents.
Finished. Exactly. That, this is where 2 cents comes from. Very good. Rabbi Akiva, the same Rabbi Akiva, a meir's rebbe." Rabbi Akiva, having misleads by the way, you know why? Because they were being judgmental, and you should never judge anybody else because you're not in their circumstances, and we don't know what the Yetzirah they have, and so on and so forth. No one has a right.
Interesting types of misleads. He means he tells them, Moses, you can do it.
I'm telling you, he did not appreciate. He judged everybody. Judgmental. Yeah.
There's a difference because this is an after Akiva, but if he's laughing. other people, he doesn't say, the son of the
I once gave a whole talk about the difference between Hillel, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Because Hillel said, Madalok Sayyid al-Khab al-Savid, right? Don't do your friend. Rabbi Kiva said, Haftarik Kamoicha, and Shimon Yochai, the next one, said, Hini Matoiv Manoy Shavzachin Yam Yochad. That was his main Torah.
So one is Sur Mirah, the other one is Asay Toiv.
And in Asay Toiv itself, Rabbi Shimon Yochai said, Haftarik Kamoicha is not good enough, that's a friend. Shavas Achim, you got to feel like it's family. And family we treat differently than friends. You know, even though you know they're wrong, it's my family, I have to support them. That's how it should be. Anyway, what happened to Rabbi Kiva? Same story. Miss Leitzer, he was very judgmental. Oh, you guys can do it. You guys are lazy. One day that the son was like a woman. But it aged Dikla on top of a palm tree. And I remember there's no branches of the palm tree. Nokte le Dikla, he grabbed a hold of the palm tree. Because Saul was jumping up. Can you imagine climbing up a palm tree? And Kimata le Palge, the Dikla came halfway. Shavke, the Yetzer left him. And Omar, he said to him the same thing. He loved the Michzer Berki. He's already going to give it to Rosh. Shavis Lamatatim may be worth nothing. What is Gemara bringing these two Tanoim? To show you that, in a way, that that you have Eitz Hara and the human. So we can, you know, we can also get there, and so on. Play my, if you remember the Gemara in the Sukkah over there, Abaya was, you know, was run, he ran after, you know, remember the story there? Abaya chased this boy and girl who was walking down the forest, and then he thought he'll do an Aveda. And then he saw the last minute, the boy said to the girl, goodbye, I have to change his part ways. And Abaya felt so bad, because he said, if it would have been me, I would have done an Aveda. How did this boy and girl have the strength not to commit an Aveda? He felt terrible that he had such a Yetzer Hara. And they told him, the greater the Yetzer Tov, the greater the Yetzer Hara. That's a struggle. And that's what you see right here. Playmay had a custom. Playmay had a custom. He'd say every day, Gira Bein of the Sutton. This should be an arrow in the eyes of the Sutton. Every time, all day, he said, taunt and tease the Sutton. You can't control me. I'm on top of you. Yemechad Malin Kippur. I wanted to be Erev Yom Kippur. Idamele Ka'anya. The Yetzer Hara dressed up like a poor man. Asa Kro Ababa. He came and he sat down by his door. Afikale Lifta. He took out a piece of bread to give the poor man. Amale, he said to Yemer, Keidna, a day like today, Erev Yom Kippur, Kuli Alma Gavoy, the whole world sitting inside with the family, eating Asudas, Mavsekas, Vano Evroy, and I'm standing outside. No, I live at Kremel Lifti, brought him inside the house, he gave him red. Amale, Yemer, Keidna, Kuli Alma Ataka, ever sitting by the table, Vano Lachudai, I'm sitting in the kitchen on my own. No, Asuya Ataka, he put him on the table with the whole family. Havi Yosef, he was saying that Mole Nafsha Shikhna Vikivyale. What he did was he made his body suddenly appear with welts and boils, and he looked terrible. Havi Ka'avi Be Mildemois, and he behaved in the most disgusting and despicable way. It was repugnant, it was repulsive. Amalei, so they told him, Tiv Shapir, please sit properly. No, don't do this because you're making it very difficult for us to eat. Amalei, Havali Kasa, give me a cup. Yavali Kasa. Ahmed, he then, you know, he went, started to gargle. And Shadabe Keichai, he threw in there his, but more than a spit, he threw in there, Rashi says, that it came out from the lungs, no, phlegm. He threw in there the phlegm. And Nochre, so they screamed at him, enough! What do you have to go out of your waist to make sure that every one of us feels disgusted here at the table? Shock of a mace. He made believe he fell down and he died. The Yetzer Hara died over there. Shama, they heard that words were coming out of his mouth. As he was dying, play my kotl gabra, play my kotl gabra. Oy, play my just killed this man. Orak, he fled. Vitosha Navshi, but he said, Kisa, he hid in the toilet. The playboy. Osl Basre, the Yetzer Hara picked him up, went after to where playboy was, and not for Kameh. He fell down a second time, as if he just, you know, managed his
fight.
Yeah, that second time. The Chazi to have a mistake, he saw that Palebo was going out of his mind. Golan and Nafshi, he revealed himself to him. Amalei, my time, Ramachi, why are you taunting me and saying the whole time, Gide Bedeina Sutton? So he said to him, what do you mean? What should I say? The fact is, I'm stronger than you. Amalei, Lame Mamai, she said, Achmon on Nige Bebe Sutton. Don't say you are stronger than your Bagaiva, and that's a sign of Yubri. Say that the Abisha gave you the Koyach. The Abisha gave you the Koyach to poke out the Sutton. Like we had in Marsukah there, where in the midst of Lulav, he would say every time, the Lulav, I poke out the eyes of the Sutton. Let's go a bit further. Sorry? He was asking for trouble. He was being...
What, in the story itself, what did he do wrong? Everything was good.
He screamed at him. Screamed at him. I guess he screamed at him. That's what he did wrong. No, all of them, including him. Including him. Rabbi Chibarashi, Rabbi Chibarashi, Havi Rogil Kol Eden. Rabbi Barashi, he had a custom every time to have enough lape with for the Tachton, have the Amar Achmona, yet to lay Mitzahara. We say in the Rotz every morning, save us from the Yitzahara. Yay Machad. Now listen to this story here. One day, sad story. Shamitu Devisu, his wife heard the story. His wife heard her husband saying, save him the Yitzahara. Amar, she said, Mehdi. We haven't had relations for so many years. The guy has no taivas nashim whatsoever. What's he worried? He has yetzahara. What yetzahara does he have? My time will come. What's he doing this for? You know, she said, you know what? I'm going to test him. One day, he was out in the garden learning. Kashta nafsha. She got dressed up very young. Chofa, he went by. The Tanya Kameh went and appeared before him. And he didn't recognize his own wife. Amala manat. Who are you? Amra, she said, Ano Harusa. It was a famous, famous harlot they called by the name of Harusa. She said, that's me. The Hadli, like, Miyema came back, just came back from overseas, whatever it is. Tava. Suddenly he had a strong desire for this young woman, and he said, yeah, let's have relations. Amra, she said to him, before we can have relations, I see Nele Lahachre Mina, the Reish Tzitzit. Do me a favor, give me this pomegranate. Rashi says the time of the palm tree, so I'm not sure what a pomegranate is doing on top of the palm tree. But some tree. Shavar, this old man, jumped up on top of the palm tree again. Ozel Eisenel, he brought her the pomegranate. Now, the Gemara, that's all it tells the story. And the pastors, nothing happened. The fact that he wanted to do Naveda is going to kill him. But if you look in all the translations of the Gemara, they all say that they committed Naveda. I don't see where the Gemara says that. I really don't see it. And what do you have to say it for? Even though the mashal we give, the fact that he already had Taivas Noshim, that in itself destroyed him. When he came home, his wife was putting wood and lighting the oven. He picked this up, he sat down into the oven. The Mefarshim talk about how he's committing suicide over here, how he's allowed to. And they say if he's doing it for tshuva, kapara, you may be allowed to. We had that launderer when Rebbe passed away, he jumped off the roof. And Rebbe said, they said he has a chedon on Abba. How did he do that? Because he did it shame tshuva. There's one of the eyes. Omra, she said, my hi, what's going on? What are you jumping in the oven for? He told her the whole story, he confessed. It was me. Don't worry about it, nothing happened. Loyaj didn't believe her. She brought the whole story. She told him the rest of the story that he didn't tell over. Okay, you're right, it was you. But that's irrelevant. I had the Taivas Nashim for Issa. I didn't know it was my wife. Kol Yom of Shaloisa Tzadik Hoyim Misana. The rest of his life he fasted. He died from that misa. And why did he fast? The Tanya we learned. Rashi brings down a chumash. Rashi said, the Tanya we learned. Isha hefarom v'Hashem yistach lo. The husband was made for the neder, and yet she has salicha. What did she kapara for? The husband was made for the neder of nazir. Talking about a woman who became a nazir. V'shama baila, the husband heard v'hafala, and he canceled it. The ilayadish hafala baila. I was looking. All the translations say he did an aveda. The Radal, I looked. I saw the Radal, and Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says he never did an aveda. Got to do five more lines to finish the sugya. Rabbi Akiva Kiva Kavi Matlab Sugya. Talking about this line, just wanting to do an aveda is already needs tshuva. So this man here is a big tzaddik. Rabbi Kiva Kavi Matlab Sugya. When he came to this pasuk, Rabbi Bach, he used to cry. Amri said, "Ma Mishin is Kavim Lechol Basa Chazev All Bebel Basa Tle." Ma the Chagai who wanted to do an aveda, he ended up not doing an aveda. He wanted to eat chazev, ended up being lamb meat. Amri Toida Tzicha Paras Licha. You need to be forgiven. Mishin is Kavim Lechol Basa Chazev Allah Biyodot Chazev. Somebody wanted to eat chazev flesh, and he ate chazev flesh. Allah is Kama. Surely the same thing applies. If you didn't have any, and you accomplished it, surely you need kapara. Similarly, here you intended to have it, you didn't have it. Same thing around. You never intended to have it by mistake, you did. You also need kapara. You didn't realize that you were doing an aveda. You thought it was kosher of fats. It turned out to be today of fats. He also cried. And he was talking to himself based on the story we had before. The last one was Isa ben Yehuda, he didn't know. And this thing, Yidvu Kol Adovim, all those who do need to tshuva should do tshuva under this. Stop being a